Hello. Well, hell of a week. Hell of a week. It's only Wednesday? Holy shit. Lad says he gave Riot Rick my cell number. That's funny as hell, dude. But don't actually do that, lads. All right. Well, a lot has happened. So at 2 p.m. Eastern, which I believe was 1900 Eve time, Gobbin sent out a ping. He announced to his alliance that they are going to be running away. I've been telling you guys for a long time that, you know, Gobbins is a coward. And I am not really the kind of person who likes to just sling insults. Right? It's not my thing. I feel like it needs to be justified, right? And if nothing has justified it before, this certainly has. So we had a launch date for the invasion. I brought in, our circle had gotten pretty big. I'd estimate probably 70 people knew the actual launch date. And you know what happens there is that they tell, you know, my friend, my best friend, who tells their best friend, and then eventually 150 people know. At that point, everyone's trusted, right? So I don't know what's going on over there, but we had a launch date for the invasion, and I think that perhaps, at least it makes sense, that they heard about it, and this is their reaction to run away. Either way, Horde has announced that they're leaving PanFam, which doesn't even make sense. They are PanFam. I don't really get that, but they are leaving PanFam. They're forming a coalition with Initiative. It is denying this, but it's effectively what they're doing. Initiative and Horde will be working together to attack Horde. I don't know what you guys want to call that. Apparently, it's not a coalition. It's a coalition. So PanFam, it's a force of habit. Pandemic Horde is planning to travel to join Initiative. We had been seeing a lot of unanchors. We were like, they were unanchoring a lot of stuff. And we're like, this is really odd. I wonder, you know, what's the story here? We were like, they couldn't be running away, could they? It just didn't seem, it seemed like such a bad move that it wasn't possible. So my theory, which some of you guys may have heard, is that Gobbins was having, I need to actually get off Discord here. Okay. My theory was that Gobbins was having all of their guys sign back up by sort of crying wolf so they get a lot of CSM votes. It turns out that apparently the actual plan, along with the CSM votes, was to get their guys to sign up so that they could run away. What they didn't do was they didn't secure an outkeep star, and they didn't tell anyone other than their top members. So like the top few, the Silent Cabal, have got their Titans out. And they're safe, but we are now camping Horde's Keepstar. We will be camping this thing until it's destroyed 24/7 for the next week. We are going to be here. We're going to live in our attack AG. We have posses up now. You're going to log out here. You're going to burn over here. You're going to log out here. You're going to stay here. We're not leaving this Keepstar. We're not letting them out. Tomorrow, Horde is called a Gold Pen CTA. They want to have all of their members log on so that they can anchor a Keepstar in Venal and get out of the drone lands. We're not going to let them. We are going to eat. What's a better color than gold for our crayons? Whatever color that is. We're going to eat platinum crayons. We're having platinum crayon CTA tomorrow. If you're in, Sam mentions he has a job. Yeah, I understand. If you're in US time zone, I'm not asking you to take off work, but everyone who can be here, I will be here. Everyone who can be here tomorrow before 1700 if you can. And let's get this thing stopped. We're going to keep them camped in. They're going to try and break out. They will try and break out a bunch. Be logged in as much as you can. You don't have to be paying a lot of attention. You can have, you know, comms on speakers or whatever you want to do. Hop in no chatter. I believe comms on speakers. And just, we're going to need to be here to stop breakouts. If you can't stay logged in, then keep your pings open, listen for pings. If they try to break out, we'll slam a ping. You can log in to our attack AG. If you have not got out here, get one of the fleets and come out and join us. We need ships. We need hictors. We need dictors. We need boosters. We need lodging. We need all that stuff. We need tackle. So The short version of this is that Horde membership is basically trapped in the Artek AG Keepstar. And so they got out, like they had about a little under an hour to get people out. As you know, Horde is more a US time zone alliance than EU, so they didn't get out. They didn't get out a vast majority of their people, and they didn't warn their people. In fact, their allies, the members of PanFam, weren't told. They found out about it on Reddit. And I'm not talking about like a rental guy. I'm talking about their important allies had no idea about this plan until they found out about it on Reddit. And a lot of their top people didn't have an idea. It seems like literally only a few people did. This is the ultimate move of Veep cowardice. It is just insanely, insanely embarrassing. And I don't have much more to say than that. It's just shockingly bad. Shockingly bad. We're not going to let them waltz away and form a new coalition within it and try to take space elsewhere. These people are enemies. They say they're enemies. They knew we were coming to fight them, and they decided not to fight. They're allowed to decide not to fight. They've been doing that for a while now, but they don't just get a leap for free because they decided they want to, which is like a hilarious thing that they think they can. So, Hellcamp for the next week, at least. We're going to Hellcamp this system. We're going to Hellcamp their stager. They kindly removed some of their old stagers and put stuff in asset safety. Anything they can't get out of here, we'll also go to asset safety. If they're going to be this fucking stupid, we're going to break their backs. Now, to give you guys something, we have said, if you guys get a new leader, if you pick a new leader who wants to stay in the drones and, you know, continue to be our enemy, continue to fight against us, you know, do the things that you've done rather than run away, we will actually give you 6 months just to rebuild, to rearm, to do the stuff, to basically fix your shit. So we'll see if they take us up on that. I'm highly doubtful. I don't think that Goblins will ever give it away. Anyway, that's about the long and short of it. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask me. I will answer what I can. Things have happened really fast today. I've been running the fleet since I found out about this, so I may not be able to answer every question, but I'll give it a go. Are we attacking Frat? No. Are caps moving? Possibly. Did you see the meme I made? Probably not. Maybe. Are we attacking initiative? No, we're not attacking initiative. Are we going to pause moon taxes, dude? Give me a fucking break. Are we moving to the drone lands? No, we're not moving.
We are not deployed. Moon taxes will continue.
You didn't even need to answer that. Thoughts on Joey Beanwater? I love the name. Is this a deep state plot? I don't think there's anything deep over there in Horde. What are we doing with the drone lands? We don't have a plan for it. I told you guys we're not moving. We're not moving. Like, we never had designs on the drone lands. We had designs on fighting. What have the uninformed members of PanFam's coalition doing response? Are they just panicking? There's a whole bunch of like different responses. I think the funny thing is that you have like three of the true believers that are still in there. You ever hear about these like doomsday cults where, you know, doomsday is supposed to happen on, you know, January 1st, 2001, and then it doesn't happen. And there's still like four people who still believe in it. There are a couple of those people on Reddit right now. They're still drinking the Kool-Aid. A lot of the other people are just either mad or they're resigned. They're just like, fuck this. They've thrown away so much work because this man is a coward and afraid of the possibility of losing. Remember, these are the same people who for years told us that defenders have all the advantages. We're about to attack them and they run away from all the advantages because they're so deep into Hell Dunks or Blue Balls that they can't think of any other way to live their life. That's probably the best thing that's going to come out of it, is that this like rotten group of people, if we do this correctly and we crush them, either they'll get out, or Horde will be so diminished as an alliance that kind of awful game mentality, it's the worst mentality for EVE Online, and it has been for about 8 years. Like, they are the rot of EVE Online. So if we do this right, the rot will die and we can have a better EVE Online. That's the one good thing about this. Like, yeah, we're not going to have our war, but at least we can get rid of this fucking rot at the core of EVE Online. Can we call this a fail cascade? Absolutely. This is absolutely a fail cascade. Is Innit positioning with Horde against us or just to protect Horde? I mean, I think that's sort of an academic question, but yes, they're saying that it seems like what they're saying. I don't want to put any words in their mouth particularly, but it seems like they're going to protect Horde and help them. Well, it's not seems. That's what they said. They're going to help Horde. Is this Gobbin's vision of the game or Darkshine's? I'm not sure. Someone's been duped. Would it be possible to get a station or system in where we are, or just passes? It'll probably just be passes. We're asking about reinforcing structures. I think we've reinforced everything. Where could Horde move? The plan is clearly to put them into Fade and Pureblind and Declan, which is kind of hilarious if you've been with us for a while. Well, what will happen to the drones once Horde leaves? Who knows? Like, that's a good question for another time. We have not thought about what's going to happen in months when we care about what's going to happen this week. Let's finish this week strong. Laz says, Horde's going to lose a ton of members, and I don't think they have anyone with strong leadership knowledge to take over. Yeah, PGL made a sort of tongue-in-cheek post about him taking over Horde, but honestly, that would be a much better result than probably just about anything else. Do you think Frat will try to take the space? No, I don't think Frat wants to live in drones. Yeah, honestly, Asterix says, send one of your guys over, Asher. I've thought about that before. Like, if we could send someone over there, they would do a much better job than what they were doing. Honestly, there's kind of an interesting thing. We had an ex-goon who went over to Horde named Vex T. Snipe. And he was like sort of the mastermind behind that one op in KTAC I where they just threw a million retributions at the Keepstar and blew it up. And it was funny because I said, like, that's the first time Horde's done anything in a couple years where I'm like, wow, they've actually done a good job. And it turned out Vex T Snipe was the one running that operation. So the only time they've done an operation that was in any way admirable, it was an ex-goon who like had known our ways who was doing it. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he quickly got tired of their leadership. So you can ask him that. But are we concerned about not having enough people to shoot as they fold, says JPAC? That's a good question. It's one that, you know, we'll be talking about this week for sure, right? Like, once again, this has just happened. We don't know what the future will be. There's this ancient Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. And we're about to live in interesting times. So we will adjust to it. We'll make the best plans. We'll try to do the best things for you guys, right? That's what the plan is. I can't tell you any specifics because we don't have them yet. Babs, you just sort of asked the same question. And that's sort of the same answer. What's the next plan? The plan is to do this for the next week, and then we'll figure out the next move. Is it time for CBA to move into drone lands? Like, yeah, that might be something that happens. Something like that would be funny. Tagger says, I don't mind moving again if it means blood. So Tagger, we're not planning to move like homes again, but we will certainly deploy like we always have. Like that'll happen. But as far as pulling up our home systems and leaving where we are now, that's not in the plan, and there's no plans to move. And I don't want to live in the drone lands. Lala asks, can I put up a hiccup bubble, go to sleep, and still be alive in 6 hours? Potentially. Definitely a possibility. We do need more Hictors in Artec A. True. Can we start reinforcing everything? We will have a plan. We'll run wild. But the most important thing is for this next week to keep people locked in the Artec AG Keepstar. And once that's done, after a week when this thing blows, we've already reinforced this. It comes out in 1 day and 22 minutes. That'll be basically this time tomorrow. Will be the armor timer. So everyone in U.S. time zone will need to be there. Everyone in EU time zone will need to be at the 1700 CTA that they're doing. Sorry, our Platinum Crayon CTA. So once we get this thing blown up, it'll be a whole different story and we can go do a lot more stuff. Altaria has a leak. He says, Asher, I got a leak. I don't know if it means he has to pee or if he wants to share something. How many clones are behind to go boom? Yeah, that's a good question, Adrian. We want keep moving Hictors in here. Someone asked about Hicks and anchoring bubbles. They can't shoot bubbles that we anchor. Like, they can blow them up if they want to. They have not been doing it yet. But I think I get the impression that things are pretty disorganized there. You know, their top leadership has already moved out. Their bunch of jump faders jumped out. Their Titans moved out, but everyone else is just stuck here, including basically their entire super fleet. Do we freeburn out there? No, good question. Join a fleet. We will be sending out fleets all the time. Just join a fleet. Come out here. Is this why PL got out so early? I mean, I don't know, but sure seems like the writing was on the wall for that. Rimmer says, Asher, do you have any regrets on not invading sooner? That's a fair question, Rimmer. I think that there was a lot of opinions amongst leadership on when the optimal time to invade was, and you have to balance, keeping our most important players as far as the people who spend the most time to put the most effort in, keeping them fresh versus, striking Horde when they appeared to be down. And we had a lot of really spirited discussion about when that time was. And so I think it's, ran the gamut from there were some people who wanted to be there 4 months ago and some people who wanted to wait a year from now and anywhere in between that. And, in the end, I make the call on that one. So, so the fact that we didn't get in there and sort of push them out is 100% on me and not anyone else, because that is my decision in the end. So, we had a lot of discussions about it, and we had settled on this timeline, which was coming up, and it seems like they did not like the timeline and they got out of here in time. Well, I guess I wouldn't say they got out of here in time because we're camping them in their station. When was the date of the planned invasion? That's a good question. Can you say? I think it's probably better for now because I just don't know what we want to share and what we don't want to share yet, in the sense that maybe we'll be using some of that. So we'll hold on to that later. I'd be happy to give a more thorough debrief of what we were planning once the dust settles a little bit. Can you give me any of the new NATO sumo links? They're not out yet, Dark Tura. Will we punish them for this? Follow them, rebuild, and push their shit in, ask Snaps McGee. So we're going to try to keep them from leaving RTAC AG at all, which means that they're going to get everything asset safetied. That is probably about the worst punishment we can inflict on them. Once this keep dies and all their shit goes to asset safety, and we kill everything else in the system so that they can't asset safety here and have to send it to LOSEC, it's about the worst possible scenario. So just be aware that you really can't inflict more punishment on them. If you are upset at these guys, if you're pissed at the way they're running things, you have 1 week to mega no life EVE Online. And it's this week. We didn't have a plan for this week. Now we do. This is the week where you can inflict more punishment on Pandemic Horde than you will be able to do for the next 5 years. Right? It's this week or nothing. So a week of no life in EVE Online can get you more than you can hurt Horde in 5 years. And it's really rare that we can say that. And they have given it to us on a fucking platter. They have given it to us. So if we don't take it, it's our fault. So for the next week, I will be here playing EVE Online. I'm going to be like, I'll get the poop sock out. It's been a while. It's been a while since I used my military grade poop sock, but we'll get it. The POSs are in 6162 right now. I don't know if we've actually set the code. We may have to break out our ancient, unbreakable Goon POS code. Is the Alliance paying for wipe aggro lawyers? We are not.
I told someone to set the password to butts.
Oh.
I don't know if that was followed through with, or if I should announce it.
That's not our ancient password, though. Our ancient password is being set in the channel. Can we have more US time zone CAD move ops? Are we doing something with CAD this week?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think you don't need to worry about CAD this week, my friend. Do you think we'll get some capital action? No, I think these guys' spirit is broken. They will try to escape. They'll try to do when our resolve wavers a bit, when it's day four and the camp has gone down to 80 people, they'll slam ping 85 times. They'll have messaged everyone and they'll have everyone undock and jump out. That's what they'll try to do. It won't be like a battle. It'll be waiting till we get complacent. What is Beehive? Goldeneye, I think you're trolling me. I'm not going to fall for that one. What will happen to Horde CSM ballots? Asked Blossane Decent. Blossom Decent? Blossom Decent? I don't know how to say your name. It's a good question. I want to credit, I believe Cryptic Box Picard had an interesting like thing that he noticed was that Horde did not run like any of their directors. They were kind of nobodies that they ran. Like no one knew who they are. So we were wondering what the import of that is. Cryptic had a couple interesting ideas, but that is interesting to note given everything we've seen. Comments made them vote first and abandon them. Yeah. Is Pancrab red? Yes, Kunmi. Pancrab is indeed red.
Didn't realize that yesterday was the last night of Pancrab.
Yeah. You know, they say like there's the last time that your child sits on your lap, but no one tells you.
Yeah.
Zungin, wow. Zungin just found out this is the last time that Pancrab went green and no one told him. It really is a PSA about safe farming techniques. I haven't watched any of the streams. Some people were talking about Zygum's stream being quite funny, but I have not watched it. Has anyone checked on Zungin? I don't know that he's been around that much. I haven't seen him, but I've been super busy. Zygum spent it asset safetying stuff, then DC'd? Yeah, that's great. So who's moving to the Drone Lance now? It's about the third time someone's asked. We still don't have an answer. Guys, we just literally, you know, we found out about this plan the exact same time everyone else did, and we've been, you know, literally running around with our hair on fire for the last 8 hours trying to get everything in place. You know, our guys have been anchoring pauses that we didn't even know would be ready. We anchored a Keepstar and KTAC-I. We've done a lot of stuff, and we've been organizing all this. So we haven't had like a meeting where we sit down and say, hey, what's the future of the Drone Lance? Because we don't even know what's going to happen. You know, maybe Horde breaks out of this thing, right? Because we get complacent. Maybe they get the Keepstar up tomorrow at 1700 when they're CTAing for, right? Like all this stuff can happen. We don't know. So I can't tell you what's going to happen after 8 hours. I can tell you maybe after 8 days or 8 weeks, I'll have a better idea. Yeah, it is free real estate. We don't want to live in the Drone Lance, by the way, guys. Like, no one, I don't know about no one. I think Angry really does. But most people in leadership have no desire to live in the Drone Lance.
I mean, and even if we did want it a little more, we don't want to move so much more.
Yes. Right. That's the thing. It's like the marginal benefit. There's in the 1800s, China was super late on putting up railroads because they already had a really good canal system, and the canals were like 80 or 90% as good as trains. And so it didn't really make as much sense for them to do it. So they were really late to trains. And it's kind of like, even if the Drone Lance were better, like 10% better than where we live now, which I don't know that they are, but even if they are, all the effort that you have to put into moving
10%. Right. Yeah.
For that marginal 10% gain when we're already doing great. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. Especially if you've done it twice. No plans to move.
Watching, if I were the rest of Eve, watching the Imperium public here in Elysium, I've seen like between 15 and 20 people independently go, can we leave the Drone Lands fallow and let new people spawn there?
Yeah.
So I would be very encouraged if I were some low-sec group watching this who is interested in land grab. It might be a party in that 8 days.
NSA Rommel says you could rent the Drone Lands. Thank you. Thank you, NSA Rommel. We were thinking, we've kind of been discussing about taking one constellation in the Drone Lands and calling up CCP and saying, hey, what if we donated this to like the Garistas or whatever, and they could build NPC stations in there? We'll just donate the Sov to Garistas.
I almost forgot about that. We got to get on that.
Yeah. Nah, CCP's dug in there and they're being pretty unreasonable about it. Altarai says, Horde members have repeatedly been asking for Thistara and Artek A, which might have I dropped one for them. I'm tired of my relay getting clogged up with that request. Yes, you can do that. Mortis Angels is a better. Yeah, then you can get bar guests. That's cool. Thank you, Ellie Sison, for voting one time for a CSM ballot during the fireside. Your sacrifice is appreciated. I should mention it while we're here. We don't have CSM for... what, 4 or 5 more days? So if you haven't voted, do it yet. Do it. I have not voted yet. I will be doing it later on. When can we eat Titans and Supers? Yeah, like Darth Reavan, good question. We're going to have to get, you know, places to put them in the Drone Lands first before we walk them in. it wouldn't make sense to bring him in and then just have him sort of stuck here. So, but that is the plan. What if we just put a free port keep star in the drone lands? Yeah, I mean, it would work for a while, but then whoever lived there would not want a free port keep star and they would kill it. So Jake and Theos says, I declare the drone lands to be the independent state of Jakelandia. On that declaration of Jakelandia, I think it's a good time to end the fireside. Thanks for showing up, guys. Be here. We're doing the Hellcamp for a week, baby. I'll see you tomorrow at 1700 if you can be here. And then for the Keepstar timer, tomorrow in U.S. time zone. Long live Jakelandia. Long live the Drone Lands.